The Senate Finance Committee today begins to focus on a long-term fix for Social Security. The authors of four different plans will tell senators how each would put Social Security on the path to long-term solvency. Three of the plans include some form of private accounts. Private accounts, of course, have been much touted by President Bush. And while the president has made the issue his top domestic priority, opposition from Democrats and nervousness among Republicans mean congressional action on the issue is still in doubt. NPR's John Itzde reports.
Republican Charles Grassley of Iowa is chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. It's his goal to get a bipartisan Social Security bill out of the committee by July. But he acknowledges it will be a challenge.
Everybody in Congress, including Chuck Grassley, would rather really not deal with Social Security because it's a tough political item. But for me, I welcome the president raising this issue.
Because, says Grassley, his generation is getting a good deal from Social Security, but his grandkids will get a raw deal if he doesn't do something.
So I feel an urge to do something about it and kind of feel like this is a once in my political lifetime opportunity to do something for my grandkids.
But despite the president's 60-day, 60-city campaign to highlight Social Security's financial problems, Grassley acknowledges he faces an uphill battle. He doesn't sense a lot of urgency on the issue among his Iowa constituents. Republicans on his committee have reservations about proceeding and attempts to find common ground with Democrats, who will be needed to get a bill through the Senate, have made little progress. Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas is often mentioned as one of the Democrats being courted by the White House, but she says that really, so far, she hasn't felt pursued.
I'm not so sure that you could actually categorize them as wooing me. I haven't heard that much from the administration.
Senator Lincoln says that given the talk of crisis from the president, it's a bit ironic Mr. Bush hasn't sent a plan outlining solutions to the Congress. She argues Social Security faces a problem, not a crisis.
I think most people out there really do not believe that a crisis exists to the extent that we have to find a solution for this by July. And they certainly do not want us to do that at the sake of coming up with something in a reckless and thoughtless way that puts in jeopardy a program that has really kept so many people out of poverty.
Senator Grassley says he has urged the White House not to send a detailed Social Security overhaul plan to his committee because it would simply become a target for Democrats. But as far as Grassley is concerned, all options for fixing the system's $4 trillion, 75-year funding shortfall are on the table. Among the options most discussed are raising the cap on income subject to the payroll tax and slowing benefit growth by indexing initial benefits to prices instead of wages.
I can't be an honest broker as chairman of the committee trying to get a bipartisan agreement if I say something's not on the table. That's why I fault the Democrats for saying they won't talk as long as personal accounts are on the table.
So far, Democrats have remained united in their opposition to the president's plan for individual accounts. That includes Senator Kent Conrad of North Dakota, who the White House hoped to bring on board during a one-on-one meeting with the president at the White House last Wednesday.
I don't think the president's plan for individual accounts or private accounts is one that I could support because, in fact, it makes the solvency of Social Security worse. By diverting money from the Social Security Trust Fund that's already in short supply.
There have been suggestions that the White House might compromise on its approach to private accounts, possibly making them add-on accounts instead of diverting part of the current payroll tax to fund them. Dan Bartlett, a top White House aide, says if people want to make a case for add-on accounts, the president will listen.
But at the same time, President Bush will continue to articulate and explain why he thinks his version of accounts, now not to say that every element of it would stay the same. He understands that he proposes and the Congress disposes, but he's willing to have that conversation and make our case why his approach is superior.
As the Finance Committee begins considering Social Security solutions today, Chairman Grassley has indicated he will craft a bill exclusively with his Republican colleagues and then put it on the table for Democrats to respond to. Democrat Kent Conrad says that's a mistake. He says the Congress won't face up to Social Security and even greater budget challenges like Medicare if both parties aren't involved. That would seem to put in doubt the president's call for a Social Security solution this year. But presidential adviser Bartlett remains confident. He says a deal will come. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.